This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've got some serious problems in this country, and the left have given us a clown show. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. A clown show. They picked a candidate who Joe Biden showed okay. He did okay. I think somebody said he stepped over a low bar. He didn't screw up as badly as people thought he might. Give it time. Don't worry. Let Joe get back out on the campaign trail. Let's see how well he does. And then I heard comments that Donald Trump steamrolled him. He did. It's exactly what a leader does. He says, you don't know what you're talking about. You ever been in that situation? You ever been somewhere where you were faking? You thought, oh, I can get over. I'll try to get. I did it. I was given a presentation once years ago when I was a management consultant. And one of my friends who worked for Oracle said, Kevin, do you think you know enough about this product? It was relatively new. I thought I did. I mean, I'm an engineer. I studied it. I was selling it. I hadn't gotten pressed on it because nobody really cared about the Java development kit and what version, pardon me, what version we were on and what, you know, it was compatible with and so on and so forth. Because, you know, I'm not going to get too propeller head on you, but most people just put it in and it was good. But there were people having problems with it, using it on certain forms of Xenix or Unix. And the versions of Unix that were out there. And I went to give this technical presentation thinking everything was good to go. Well, there were people out in that crowd that were like, well, Kevin, so we were experimenting with the JDK 1-1 versus 1-2, and we noticed that, you know, in this part of the subroutines, and we're going into code. Well, I didn't study it down to code level, and let me tell you, you feel pretty stupid. And so I'm trying to soft shoe and say, well, listen, let's not talk about too many things that go too deep because we'll lose some of the rest of the audience, which was me saying, I don't quite know that I know it to that level because I didn't. And it was embarrassing. And the guy comes up to me afterwards. He says, listen, he goes, you're very knowledgeable on the product. I get it. And I'm telling you, honestly, God, true. But he said, we came because we thought you were going to go down to that level. You know, to the code level. And I said, to be honest with you, normally when we do these, we're not dealing with real techies. We're dealing with people that just need to know it to the level that I'm pretty much the guru. I didn't realize guys like you were going to show up. And I said, oh, I would have done a more thorough, a deeper dive. And he was like, okay, man, well, you know, all right. But he was disappointed. And I'm going to be honest with you, I was disappointed in myself because I knew that was the case. So, yes, I should have gotten steamrolled. I got steamrolled. I just soft-shoed it. Biden tried to soft-shoe it, but Donald Trump steamrolled his crazy butt. How much money did your son get? Let's talk about Burisma. Let's talk about the Chinese. You are bought and sold by the Chinese. And Biden, what's funny, he's talking about lies. Don't dare. Listen, leftists, don't dare fact-check Joe Biden. It will be an embarrassment. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks. 844-551-8255. Trump was forceful. Biden tried to come off as more moderate. And I would tell you, held his own in most of it. But there were times where Donald Trump picked him up, turned him over, and slammed him on the top of his head. Yep, he looked like that dude. And he was an embarrassment to the Democrats. If that's the best they got, bring it on. Steamrolled is what happened, and he got steamrolled. He was weak on the economy. What are you going to do, Joe? How are you going to bring Donald Trump lost manufacturing jobs. We had the best economy, and Donald Trump's like, you had the worst economy from going back to 1929, since the Great Depression. And then Chris Wallace, well, Obama brought a lot of jobs back in the last 3 years. He brought more jobs in the last 3 years than you brought in your first 3 years. And Trump was like, well, and Trump could have easily come back and said, Barack Obama brought menial jobs, if you want to call it that, and he spent $10 trillion to do it. Now, if that's success for you, it isn't to me. He got his, he was crushed. It was a terrible economy. And Trump was letting them have it, both barrels. He says, I built this economy. It was a V, and it's the Chinese you need to blame. And he was clear about it. We didn't do this. When they were talking about Wu Flea, I'm not taking any blame for this. I didn't do anything except respond. And we responded as quickly as we could, and we have been Johnny on the spot. What would this guy have done? More people would have died. And he's right. Trump is right. Trump said many times, you let this guy take over the economy, and we are worse off than the Great Depression. And you know what he said? He's giving you forewarning. He's telling all the big money people, he's telling all these fat cats out there, he's saying, if you want a guy that won't even do law and order, you want this guy to run your cities, to run your states, to be in charge of your country, you won't even know it in 4 years. Trump was awesome. For those of you who were texting me, you know, last night, Kevin didn't want to talk, and I didn't want to talk, man. I was like, I was in the afterglow of the debate, because I'm going to tell you, if I looked at this debate back in 2016, I'd say, you know, Trump inserts himself a lot, he's too forceful. I would have been complaining about a lot of things that people complain about. But then I also know what people want to see in a leader, and they don't want to see an old dude who the whole time, he's a liar, he's a liar, he's a liar. They asked Joe Biden about packing the Supreme Court. No direct answer. It's not going to give you a direct answer. Trump didn't even answer the question because he's like, I'm going to put a justice on per my duties as a president of the United States. I've been president for 4 years. Have I packed the court? So why would I do it now? He doesn't have to answer. But Joe Biden refused to answer because he doesn't want to be on the hook. And Donald Trump had got him every time. Why won't you answer if you're for law enforcement? Huh? What's up? Why won't you answer? Why won't you answer why you want to keep this country closed down when you know we need to be putting people back to work? Donald Trump alluded to the number of people who have died because of this shutdown. People who are committing suicide, people who feel hopeless. And he's saying, we got to get people back to work. That's what spurs the economy. And I hate that. I'll be honest with you. The part I hated where he says, I'll wear a mask. If you want a social distance, we can do all these things. I want this stuff gone. I don't want to be talking about masks. I don't want any of this crap going on. Let's get this stuff done. We got plenty of other stuff to talk about.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Disneyland's going to lay off 28,000 people in California. Donald Trump in the debate, he said, New York is a ghost town. He says, I don't expect it to come back for a long time. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're going to talk about Black Lives Matter a little bit, Donald Trump's take on that, jump off the debate like we did with critical race theory. It's a good time to cover these things because race was prominent in the discussion. But before we get to that, I do want to talk about the economy. New York. I have probably needed to go to New York 4 times during the pandemic. the scamdemic is what I call it, and I haven't gone. I said, I'm not going to go to a state that's going to treat me like a prisoner, that's going to sequester me all over the place, force me to wear a mask, and I knew it was going to be a ghost town. I said, I'm not going. And I needed to go. And I'm telling you, Cuomo, which I'm not even going to, we'll get into him another time, but he's making some bold comments. The governor of New York, he's making bold comments about who's going to pay for this. But they're going to get a rude awakening from the president on this whole thing. And I hope Mnuchin does not let this $2.2 trillion that Pelosi wants come to fruition, because we paid enough for this scam. Anyway, the president mentioned the number of people killed in these cities. He talked about, I would go into Portland immediately and we'd shut it down. We'd stop this nonsense in these cities immediately. Why are leftists allowing this to occur? And Joe Biden doesn't have an answer. He says, you let Joe Biden run this country, you'll have Portland all over. That's what he said, and it's true. What I'm bringing up to you folks is, you're listening to words. You're not understanding the emotion behind Trump. Trump had emotion behind his words. Joe Biden tried to find it, but it's manufactured. And in as much as you know when somebody's being serious, when you know when somebody's like, oh man, he touched me with that story. Joe Biden, oh yeah, there's a farmer out there and he's doing this, and when you're flying over Iowa and Pennsylvania, he's naming all the battleground states because he wants those battleground states to pay attention. But he doesn't mean it. And Trump's calling him out. I've done more in 47 months than you've done in 47 years. You are a do-nothing politician. You will say what it takes to get things done, and you do nothing. If nothing else, I got a record. I got a record of building an economy and then having to rebuild it. Why? Because of people like you, Joe. And I mentioned earlier, Biden said, you didn't bring manufacturing. I mean, ding, 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 ding. Lie, 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 lie. I mean, you would expect lights to go off when this guy was saying something like that. Donald Trump crushed this dude. He told him, China ate your lunch, Joe. The mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to earn that? And Joe Biden, he's not guilty. I'm just going to be bringing that up. Trump is going to bring that up every single time. That's the way it works. You remember when he talked about the coup against him? He says, the peaceful transition. That was my favorite part. I don't know if you guys were paying attention. We could play a ton of clips, but I'm telling you, you saw a lot of this. Anyway, he talked about the peaceful transition. And Trump says, what peaceful transition? I didn't have a peaceful transition. You've been going after me for 4 years. What are you talking about, a peaceful transition? And he talked about voting. When he got into the thing, he was like, you know, what are you talking about? There's no fraud here. We got ballots. Understand what I'm telling you, people. You know that ballots have been found in the trash. You know that people have been solicited with ballots. There's a host of other things I could tell you about illegal ballots. You know that the post office doesn't deliver everything. All this is true. And you know what Biden said? It's none of that. It's not happening. The military gets their ballots, and we've been doing this since World War II. We've been getting these ballots in. It's a figment of his imagination. He's lying to you. And Trump's going, yeah, right. See, forget about what the words are. Think about what people are thinking. Man, I get the wrong mail. I know what I do with it. Throw it away. I could go into many other things where you at the guttural level go, that's not true, Joe. No, you can't say that. I don't buy that. Donald Trump was asked about his taxes. See, this is what I love about this guy. I tweeted, this is why this dude is my Negro. Donald Trump was asked about his taxes. He says that, he goes, did you pay $750? And he says, I paid millions. He goes, they write these laws that give me the ability to depreciate to defer, you know, whatever. And he says, and then they want to pretend that you do something wrong. He goes, absolutely, I'll look for. He doesn't make any concessions. He doesn't go, well, you know, I'm really sorry I did that. He goes, are you kidding? I paid millions. I paid $38 million this year, $27 million this year. You know, in this particular year, they want to talk about that. They want to talk about how the tax code impacts me, you know, how I use it. Trump was like, you know, I got the big, it's funny, he goes, I got the biggest tax cut from Obama. He goes, believe it or not, his tax cut helped me the most. But he doesn't apologize. People need to understand that is the way you win elections. That is the way you win the hearts and minds of people when you stand firm. You go, you're doggone right I did. That would be like somebody saying, well, Kevin, you didn't have to take the interest income, you know, the interest payments that you made on your house off your taxes. Are you out of your mind? Of course I'm going to take that income, that tax break, or child care, or deferment of your, you know, putting in a 401k. Are you kidding? Any tax break you give me, I'll take. I'm not going to cheat, but I'll take the tax cut. You're doggone right I will. Trump, man, was masterful. They tried to paint him as a racist. He said to Biden, you're the one who called black people super predators. Your things you did are what put people in prison, and I took them out. And then he segued, and he should have stayed there. He should have talked about what he did for historically black colleges, that Obama had him begging. And I told you guys earlier in the broadcast, he should have said something along the lines of, I've done more for blacks in 47 weeks than Barack Obama could have done in five lifetimes, in three times as president, or whatever. He could have said any of those. So, just great stuff. Great stuff. And, you know, and there, like, again, I would have tweaked a few things here and there, but on balance, what looks like, you know, he's browbeating Biden, that's good. That's what leaders do. They say, sit down. You don't know what you're talking about. And he took command of the stage from Chris Wallace. No, this is too important. I'm not going to listen to you. Chris Wallace did not, I mean, he wasn't a good moderator, if you ask me. You got to ask questions and where people feel like they're getting their fair shake.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yeah. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are heading back to the campaign trail today, hours after clashing in Ohio in their first debate. Biden, campaigning outside Cleveland, Ohio, says the president doesn't understand the struggles of everyday Americans.
Does he care? Has he tried to walk in your shoes to understand what's going on in your life?
President Trump is scheduled to travel to Minnesota for a fundraiser, then also hold a rally in Duluth. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is applauding President Trump's performance at the debate. He says President Trump has condemned white supremacy, and the record shows it.
When I watched the debate, I listened to the question by Mr. Wallace. And when he was asking the question, if you listened to it, you heard what the president say? He asked, would you denounce it? What did the president say? Yes.
USA Radio News. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is on Capitol Hill meeting with Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi as they're working on a new coronavirus deal. The Treasury Secretary telling CNBC,
I hope we can get something done because, as you said, there are clearly still businesses out there, small businesses that are impacted. We need more money for kids going to school. We need liability protection for small businesses to open the economy. And we're going to continue to work hard to try to get those results to the American people that are impacted.
A Marine Corps fighter jet collided midair with another plane during a refueling operation in a remote desert area of Southern California on Tuesday. The F-35B jet collided with a Lockheed Martin KC-130J tanker around 4 o'clock, according to a statement from the Marine Corps Air Station Yuma in nearby Arizona. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
30 people shot, 4 of them dead over the weekend. Anybody care to guess where? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. We made a film called Bleeding Blue. You can check it out at bleedingbluemovie.com. I hope you will. I'll make you a bet. If you watch the film and you don't like it, send me a note. I promise you we will refund your money. It's $9.99 to watch the film. I think it'll move you beyond where you may think. I'll put it that way because I don't want to, you know, give you my take on it. It's my baby, me, Kevin Sorbo, and Kenny Latimer. But I'm going to tell you that it's going to move you, and it's going to put all this stuff in perspective about Black Lives Matter. And this anti-American sentiment towards, from blacks, black leftists. 30 shot, 4 dead over the weekend. 4 people have died, I'm reading this, and 26 others wounded in Chicago's gun violence so far this weekend. But see, there's another part of the Chicago violence we don't talk about. And let me tell you what that was. 3 people were killed Saturday. 2 in Austin on the west side and 1 in the south side Grand Crossing neighborhood. 1 person was killed Friday night in the Burnside neighborhood on the south side. All males between 17 and 42 years old. Now those are the gunshots. But the numbers don't include 2 fatal stabbings of females this weekend. A 5-year-old girl was stabbed to death Saturday morning. They arrested the potential suspect. Early Sunday, a woman in her 20s with stab wounds was pulled from the north branch of the Chicago River. Yeah, folks, Black Lives Matter. These are black folks that are being killed. In Lori Lightfoot City, and she's worried about art. I talked about that the other day. She's worried about a president who's not doing enough or, you know, that isn't, he's not black enough or I don't know what she's worried about, but it has nothing to do with the effectiveness of Donald Trump. She should be concerned about herself, her city, her residents. She's so busy on the national scale wanting to make, you know, race an issue where it isn't an issue and talking smack about a guy who's actually doing things in the black community that she's completely neglecting the obvious. And if you wonder why these numbers for Black Lives Matter are in the toilet, I'm giving you the answer. See, people see this. This is not limited to Chicago. St. Louis hit over 200 murders the other day, faster than they've ever hit 200 murders in the history of that city. Just the other day. We got 3 more months, October, November, and December, to get through, and they are already beyond the number of murders they had the year before, which was over 200, making it 800% more dangerous than Chicago per capita. It's outrageous. But you want to know what the St. Louis mayor's worried about? She's worried about, should we arrest the McCluskeys because they were protecting their home when Antifa and BLM was walking by? Oh, we got to get them white folks. They had rifles. They had to go, ooh, get them. Can't let them out there because they are a menace to society. And you wonder why, folks, I tell you, President Trump is the chosen one. He's taking a wrecking ball to leftism daily. This is a dude who is unafraid to tackle major issues. He challenges the left's radical anti-human, I'm going to repeat this, anti-human agenda, not like a politician, but like a human being. And even more so, maybe better, like a business person who understands human nature. And that's why Trump resonates with Americans. That's why even in your maybe your dislike of his style or his tactics, you still go, I don't like when he does that. But man, there's something about him. Yeah, there is something about him. His resonance, that thing inside of you that vibrates, that American spirit. That's what makes it difficult for the left and at times impossible for them to defeat him. They rue the day that they shoehorned Donald Trump into the Republican nomination. They rue the day. I remember because we were looking at the stats and Trump was holding steady. And I kept saying, man, Trump should be dropping off. What's keeping this guy up? You know who was propping him up? All those lefties that thought they were going to make. He was fodder. He was the easiest candidate to beat. And I remember thinking in my head, be careful what you wish for. Leftist elitist. This dude is not going to be easy to beat. He will burrow in like a tick on a hound dog and he will stay there. So anyway, we got the president again, folks, disrupting the Democrats' plan for murder and mayhem all over this country. The birth and nurturing of the Black Lives Matter movement falls squarely on the shoulders of those weak-kneed Democrats. But this racist terror group that torments every city in America has backfired on the Democrats. Chickens that have come home to roost, as they like to say, because of the actions of this group and those of the President of the United States, Black Lives Matter is firmly now in the scope. It's in the crosshairs. And now people are taking aim at it. And they're saying enough is enough. Because, see, it isn't isolated. It's all over the country, number one. And number two, people look at these numbers. They look at Chicago. They look at Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, etc. And they go, wait a minute. This is happening all over the country. Black folks are killing other black folks, and they want us to feel guilty. Black lives matter so much. When is it going to matter to the black people? These black leftists in these cities. When is it going to matter to the mayors of these cities, like Lori Lightfoot and the mayor of Atlanta and the mayor of Portland and the mayor of Seattle? When is it going to matter? People getting shot. I watched the video the other day. I can't believe Twitter even let it on. Dude is at a vending machine. Black guy dressed up, you know, with a mask on. You can't tell who he is. You'll never know who this dude is. Walks up behind a guy, looks at him for a few seconds. Pulls out a pistol. You can see him cock the pistol, puts it up, boom, shoots the dude, and the dude melts like candle wax, collapses on the floor, and the guy just walks out. If Obama had a child. See, this is the stuff that's making people go, wait a minute. This is not right. You don't have to be a genius to go, something doesn't fit here. If Black Lives Matter so much to you, why is there so much black-on-black mayhem? Now the Black Lives Matter to you. Oh, you can't be bringing up black-on-black crime. That's not what this is about. This is about brutality and institutionalism. Well, let me tell you what's institutional. You want to know what's institutional? Let me give you something to learn, something you can go to black folks that don't think like us. Let me tell you what you can go say to them. You want to talk about institutional stuff? Let me talk to you about the institutional killing of blacks by other blacks, because it's been going on for a long time. So how about that institutional racism? And see what they say. See, you got to make people think. Oh, that's off limits, because we're only talking about the police and the police brutality. Well, you know what? If police are killing 200 blacks a year and you're killing almost 7,000, I'll get to the police. But I'm going to get to you first. Because let me just say this. If that's institutional racism, yours is supersized, mega institutional racism, volume 313. Because you are more institutionally racist against your own people as if the Klan were killing them. Don't come talk to me about police. See, that's the stuff that needs to be said. But people aren't talking about it. But Donald Trump is. And I have to tell you, I said this earlier, maybe not this. I've said it on the program. Here's what I will tell you. I believe for Donald Trump to come out against the 1619 Project and issue a fatwa against it and say, if you teach this, you're not doing it. We are not funding this. This is out of everything that has to do with the federal government. While, you know, the ongoing cause of racism are against him by the left, and he says, I don't care what you call me. We're not teaching it in this country that we were built on slavery and blah, blah, blah. Too many people have sacrificed for this. And here's what's interesting. Because he's got the cojones to do it, black people look at it and go, you know what? I like this dude. I like this dude. He's not going to let us make up an excuse for racism. He's going to say, you know what, black folks? When you start taking inventory of your own actions, this country will improve. But we are not going back in history, and we are not going to denigrate the best country in the world that has created more black wealth and black people of note. Then you're not going to do it. I'm not going to allow it. Because he's not saying it's a stain. It is a stain on America. But you know what Trump understands? It's a stain on black America. Because you've been a part of this. Black folks, we've been a part of this whole thing. I tell people all the time, you're not going to embarrass me about something that I built. It's not going to happen. I don't know what my participation is in building this country, but I know I had some. And you're not going to embarrass me with it. Because you know why? I've traveled. I've lived in other countries. Their problems are far worse. They're jealous of us, and they love when this infighting occurs because it makes them feel good. Because they don't have the story we have. They haven't helped the number of people in the world that we have. They got to bring us down. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But this is the extreme socialist left, but beyond that, in my opinion. That's why the founders of the organization call themselves trained Marxists, and yet we have major corporations, out of weakness or fear or whatever reason, donating hundreds of millions of dollars to them. These are fools. These are fools. The big progressive corporations donating to BLM, should instead be spending their money helping black families rebuild from the left wing, I mean, from these horrible left-wing riots. Wealthy liberal hypocrites want to defund the police in our inner cities while living behind walled compounds. They're walled compounds. It's you got to see the way some of these people live. They live pretty well. You know, the funny thing is that if anything ever happened, they'd be the first to go. You know that, right? Let's go get these people.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Prior to that clip, there was a little bit more. Trump had said this. He said, as you know, many of those who are spreading violence in our cities are supporters of an organization called Black Lives Matter, or BLM. It's really hurting the black community. This is an unusual name for an organization whose ideology and tactics are right now destroying many black lives, and whose first phrase was, you remember this, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, referring to our police. Quick plug for BleedingBlueMovie.com, probably one of the best documentaries you'll see. It makes sense of all of this. And another shameless plug for my book, Race Pimping. You can get it at RacePimping.com. Both of those will make more sense of everything that's happening in this country than most of the things you'll hear about or read about. Anyway, the president goes on to call these corporations supporting Black Lives Matter fools, because he's exactly right. That's what they are. They are fools. But I want you to understand how they've been led there. The same way you've been led to wear a mask, these people have been led to the point of supporting a group that puts a color in front of Lives Matter, that supports the stated goal, and here's what I'll say again, to achieve the destruction of the nuclear family, abolish the police, abolish prisons, abolish border security, abolish capitalism, and abolish school choice. They're stated goals. Now, if you want to tell me that's pro-black community, call the show, leftist, because I will love to hand you your buttocks in front of my audience. I don't know how big it is, but I will hand it to them. I don't care if it's two people. They will get a good hearty laugh at you. 844-551-8255 is the way to reach us by phone. And I'll say it again. I've said it 1,000 times. Get a leftist on this program to argue about these types of issues, I will crush them. I will absolutely destroy them. They will be powder, dust you can blow away when I'm done with them. And the smarter they are, the worse they're beating, verbally, of course, metaphorically, but the worse it will be. I will send your highfalutin, I got 3 PhD, professor of leftism, running like a scalded dog if he dare call this show and want to debate me on any of the topics that I talk about routinely. So I don't know how to better put it out there that I'm ready for you, except to do that. Because there are people out there, Kevin won't debate so-and-so. Really? What did I just say? I tell you what, call up so-and-so and tell them, Kevin Jackson will debate you, and see what they say. Roland Martin, somebody asked me about Roland Martin. I will slap his fat head. Roland Martin, he's already declined debating me, just so you know. Michael Eric Dyson, what's his name? For the old fake professor, I can see his face. I can't remember his name. Any of them, Cornell West, all of them. I'll take any of them. Anyway, President Trump talked about these guys want to get rid of school choice for black children while sending their own children to the best private schools in the land. They want open borders for you, but security for themselves. Folks, what courage it takes for a man to say these things at this time. He is less than 2 months, 40-something days, not even, I don't even know what it is now, before an election, and he's been called a you know, racist against black folks. Racist. He's still bringing up the same stuff. You want to know why? Let me tell you why. Conviction. He doesn't care what you think about him. Leftists say, repeat the lie enough and people will believe it. Well, let me explain something to you people, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Repeat the truth enough and people will believe it. Because what Donald Trump is telling you is the truth. Let me tell you, this is not good for Black Lives Matter. Support for this group has plummeted. I just got this. From 54% to 39% in the previous 3 months. Moreover, those who disapprove with the movement now outnumber those who approve of it. This is a poll that was released by the Associated Press and NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research at the University of Chicago. It confirmed the stunning drop in support for BLM protests for obvious reasons. These protests are not protests at all. BLM does not care about the truth in policing, which we pointed out in my film, Bleeding Blue. BLM is about rioting and violence, as I discussed in my book, Race Pimping, No Justice, No Peace, all to get a paycheck. That's what this is about. If I can keep you off kilter, if I can make you feel guilty, you'll reach in your wallet and you'll keep giving me money. And these nincompoops that are out there, you know, just... Here's money, quick, don't say anything about me, please leave my businesses alone. Extortionist is what BLM is, at the highest level. It's no longer one, it's not just Jesse Jackson getting it now, it is a group of them now getting money, these extortionists. This poll is revealing, you're finally waking up. Hey, white folks, congratulate yourselves. You're finally saying, you know what? No longer are we going to let these black people take our money for nothing. They're going to have to do something now. They're going to have to earn it. Do some work. Look, I don't care what your accent is. I don't care how bougie you are. I don't care if you go to cocktail parties, whatever. But you better wake up. Because if you keep letting people take advantage of you, the bullies are going to show up and they're going to keep doing it. And right now, you're rolling over. You're not even putting up a fight. But Donald Trump is for you. And that's why you're watching this mass exodus. The poll numbers I'm giving you, forget about. They're leaving Black Lives Matter. Where are they going? If you were a staunch supporter, I'm just going to play a little mental game with you. I think you'll get it. If you are a staunch proponent of something, right? And... You're like, that's just wrong. That's just wrong. And then you find out, uh-oh, maybe I was wrong. I find out I was wrong in my belief of that. What does it do to you? Do you just, oh my gosh, I thought Black Lives Matter was a legitimate group. I thought it was a good group. It's not. Well, who told you it wasn't? Was it one of your conservative friends that you've been talking smack about? Was it Donald Trump that finally made you go, oh, shoot, now the president's talking about him. He's brave enough to do it. You want to talk about bravery? In a time of an election cycle, you take on the most critical issue where people want people to believe that you are racist, and you take that on? That's what Trump did. These votes, let me just explain for those who aren't getting it. These votes are moving to Donald Trump. This 54% down to 39%. What is that? A 15% drop? Do you know where those votes are going? Not all of them necessarily, but do you know what happens when you blow somebody's mind over something that they wanted to believe? They wanted to believe in Black Lives Matter. They wanted to believe that Donald Trump is a racist. They wanted to believe that conservatives are just mean-spirited and don't want to help black people. And suddenly 15% of them go, whoa, I was wrong. So the poll results, folks, this is not just about BLM. This is about all this other stuff. And it gets worse because more people are disapproving of it. Only 39% of people now approve of BLM. 44% of poll respondents said they disapprove of the protest, and only 39% approve. This is the first time that the people who disapprove of BLM outnumber those who approve it. What do you think's happening? You think it's a big marketing ploy on behalf of conservatives and racist white people or what? Or do you think that people are, oh, here it comes. You better pay attention. Wake up. Are they getting woke? Well, they're not just getting woke. They're getting re-woke. You are winning. Donald Trump is winning. And here's the reason why. The reason why he resonates, he's not looking for political points. He's saying to this country, if you want to let these thugs come into your neighborhood and be gangsters and go disrupt your time out with your family, to go destroy businesses, to go destroy other people's lives over lies, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to buy into it. I'm not going to let us buy into it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Show.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.